This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is, the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're down here, Philly spring training here at Bake Air Ballpark. It's sort of nice out here now. The crowd is filtered out. People hang out at the Tiki Bar.
Yeah.
Ike's microphone's not on. Yeah.
It died.
Well, now mine's off. Now mine's hot.
All right.
Now Ike's still off. Well, I'll just tell you while we're waiting that spring training coverage is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. What about now, Ike?
Yep.
Ooh, there we go. What were you saying?
There's the sultry tones.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
That's really important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I don't even remember.
Let's do Jack's thing.
Let's do that.
Hit it, Fran.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
I actually got a lot of Ike-related things in this top five.
Always. Does that mean he's safe on the text line?
Yes.
Mostly, yeah.
Top five can't come for him and the text line.
Yeah, no. Text line's good today. It's not really attacking anyone.
Okay.
Yeah, actually more Elliot than anything. Okay. Speaking of Elliot, my fifth favorite thing that happened today. This is my top five favorite things that happened so far today.
And there's still trip to Clearwater.
There's still a night to go.
Yep.
Yeah, there's still a night to go. Number five is Elliot ripping the other Pete reporters. He got his back up.
He did.
When he mentioned Skaversky, I think that's the one that broke him.
And it should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe he works in Detroit. Like, you can't get scooped by Skaversky. Now, he has texted me privately, other people.
Skaversky has?
No, Elliot.
Yeah, no. I do not have his number.
Skaversky has pointed out all his other scoops and that he should be. I'm going to apologize to Elliot because he actually seemed upset at the Eagles Insider of the Year thing today that I went too hard at him.
Yeah, well, and then we brought it back around McClain.
Yes.
And that's the one that I think irked him even more. Like, he said that was an obvious report.
Yes.
Which, it's sad to see from Elliot.
Yeah.
Again, not all of us can get the assistant offensive line, the guy that gets Jeff Statlin's coffee scoops, but someone's got to do it. So, it just was a tough scene listening to him rip other people, and I do think he's going to start punching.
Well, and to Elliot's defense again, and you know me, and Ike always stops me from doing this because I will defend the other guys.
Well,
sometimes.
No, we're okay when you defend Elliot. It's Giglio.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to defend Giglio's takes. I will just defend Giglio as a person. I don't want anyone to attack.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Especially coming at Elliot with a newspaper reporter who's thumbs down for me as an entity.
Yeah.
I understand Elliot's frustration. Then again, Elliot could have come up with that Lane Johnson report and didn't.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it comes true. Maybe it doesn't come true.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't come true.
Now, it seems like informed speculation from McClain.
He mentioned a specific name, though.
Yeah, but Lane Johnson restructures every year.
Well, does a guy want to get scoops or not?
Yeah. No. Also, you could have said, whatever.
Yeah.
Not going to tell the newspaper reporter how to do his job. But he could have said, I believe Lane Johnson. It was a little too informed speculation for me. But regardless, Elliot ripping other beat reporters was a beautiful moment on the show. My fourth favorite thing that happened so far today is, I get it, when people come over with things they want us to sign when it's Ike. It's just when it's me and Spike.
Yeah.
They still want, the value of that item could not plummet any further.
It was a mini helmet.
No, but there was multiple. Like we signed. I signed
baseballs.
Three baseballs.
Yeah, softball.
Yeah, I signed my high school number just to throw everyone off.
I signed a made up number.
In case you didn't know.
Yeah, I signed a made up number.
It's even better.
I signed number three because you guys are putting numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Ike signs at 5'8".
Yep.
Even though I think you should maybe do 44 one of these times and throw someone off.
Only when it's the Michigan State item.
What about the Falcons? He signed 98?
Yes. I do.
Guy.
And the rare chance I get one.
Yeah. It's just so ridiculous, the idea of us, me and Spike at least, signing baseball.
I agree. I do want to thank, we had a number of folks come out, very excited to come out and say hi.
No, but what's ridiculous is you all put numbers behind your name.
Why is that?
That's ridiculous. You didn't play for a team at all.
Well, I did. I played in high school in Little League.
You didn't play for a team at all.
Okay,
all
right, fair
enough. And you, you are a disgrace to Bloomsburg. For the simple fact, you quit.
Whoa!
That's why I signed my high school number.
Oh, that's your high school number.
Yeah, yeah. If I want to sign number 29, which is the reason they tanked my career, I could sign that.
Okay, so if he signed his high school number, why can't I sign my high school number?
Well, because you didn't play real. Like, I was a three-year varsity.
Okay.
3 years in varsity, okay. In two sports.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack Bundy.
Golf. Golf counts, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It's a sport.
Get my varsity jacket. My third favorite thing that happened so far in the show. We're having a nice cordial conversation with Elliot. This moron. I know he's moron a couple times today.
This guy was a moron.
Just hanging over. It had to have been at least, if I had to guess,
he had a few.
Six beers deep. And I'm being, like, yeah. I feel like that was a right number. Just hanging over the broadcast. On the air? Yes, we're still on the air. Like, I started pleading with him. I said, 5 minutes we'll be off the air, and you can come back and talk to us.
That what you said to him over there?
In a stern way.
Right. It was definitely in a stern
way. So if you want to hear this, it was during Elliot's segment between 3 and 3:15 or so. You just use the Audacy app, do rewind. Jack could tell, so the guy kept talking to us, and I mouthed on the air, and he just shook it off. And then I said out loud, while we're talking to Elliot, we are on the air. He didn't care. I took my headphones off and was going to go speak to him. That's when Jack, God bless you, stepped in, went and talked to him. So what was that conversation like?
Well, I was like, listen, we're only on the air for a couple more minutes. Can you just, for the love of all that is holy, stop saying. And that was after, by the way, they led an Eagles chant with what felt like 50 Eagles fans.
Yeah.
It might have been the whole left field ballpark, frankly. Just, it was, there's nothing worse. There's just nothing worse. And I couldn't understand why he couldn't grasp, please stop yelling into the broadcast.
I think he grasped it. He just didn't care.
Yeah. Didn't care.
And that made me more mad.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll drive me up a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sickening.
Seeing Jack go up to a stranger and tell him to stop doing something, Jack must be pretty upset because that's not a Jack move.
Well, that's pretty ballsy of you.
Well, again, there's like three things that make me mad.
Yeah.
Bad driving, bad baseball, bad radio. And when they do that, that's bad radio.
There you go.
And that drives me up a wall.
All right.
The second best thing that happened so far today is there's just nothing like watching the dam break on Ike. And I know that he has sunglasses on, but I could see it in his eyes to when it's just like the whispers start, Ike Race. Ike Race is over there. And then just the flooding of photos. And like, Spike and I joked at the one break, is this the Ike Race meet and greet?
Yes.
I mean, it was almost all of the left field bleachers over here. It was waiting to take a picture with Ike and just watching it. It's like watching a dam break where there's one, and then there's the flood of people.
Yep.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
You still got it.
Listen, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. All the love, man. Always do. Never take it for granted. You know, I've gotten used to the groping aspect of it.
The older
women, they need to get, whatever.
Did the shot sisters take
it? Obliged. No, they usually keep their hands above the waist.
That's good.
Yeah. It's just the guys when they start to breathe on me.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's Super Bowl.
Dude, they won it, Ike. You still a fan? Well, the one guy's mad that you're wearing a Phillies hat.
Yeah, I'm like.
You want to talk about a stern conversation. Hey, sir. I get the little football team won 3 weeks ago, but he's a Phillies fan, too.
I'm at a Phillies.
He loves the Phillies.
Yeah, like, what are we talking about here? It's about him. I probably got more Philly stuff in my closet than I do Eagle stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't wear a lot of Eagle stuff. the hoodies you saw me with this year, I just bought those.
Right.
Yeah, I just bought those in January, like, you know. So, I don't know. I Sixers Philly stuff. Yeah, I always like wearing.
The Sixers stuff's put away for a little bit.
I had the Embiid jersey. You know what I mean.
So I don't have.
I got a picture of my daughter in a Drew Holiday jersey, man.
Oh, I have a. Do I have a? I had a Drew Holiday jersey at one point. So I don't. I have more Philly stuff than anything. I haven't bought a Sixers thing since they fired Hinkie. I did. The only thing I bought since they fired Hinkie was a Corey Brewer jersey when he had that game.
Yeah.
I think he was driving Harden crazy.
Oh, he was. It was amazing.
It was a great game. I love that moment. But I haven't purchased the Sixers thing since. But yeah, I think I have more Phillies because there's a lot of Phillies hats. I'm a hat guy.
Yep. Yeah.
You know?
And summer. I don't know.
Yeah, it's summer. Red. I like red and white and blue.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Good.
Yeah. We got to get our country back.
Yep. That's exactly right.
That's two for Mike.
215-592-9494. Yeah. But the best thing that happened today is just the honor of a lifetime is in the bottom of the fifth inning. I was able to go out and shoot hot dogs with the Fanatic.
How about this?
No, we didn't see it because we were doing the show. Our job. And there's people lined up. John Brazier from the Phillies here said, hey, is it okay if Jack doesn't do his job for 15 minutes of the show? And we were like, of course, John, no problem at all.
He doesn't do his job anyway.
Yeah, and then he went and were you on the ATV with the Fanatic?
So it wasn't an ATV. It was like a flatbed kind of thing, like a little golf cart.
When they got the big hot dog shooter.
Yeah, like a real shooter, too. Like my ears hurt for a little bit. Now, I didn't shoot any. The Fanatic, a true professional, was behind that.
No way they let you. You didn't sign a waiver.
No waiver. Yeah. No waiver. It was on a whim.
You basically just got the ride around with
the Fanatic. I just sat there.
Yeah, there you go.
I just sat there.
Waving the crowd.
Dude, it was awesome, man.
Hey, it feel like to be on the real baseball field.
It was. Well, hold on. I did pitch at the Iron Pick Stadium. This is basically the same thing.
Did you wrap your hand around any of the wieners and put them in the gun?
No, I didn't. I did not handle the wiener.
Okay. The glizzy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it was. It's just so funny to me watching the people like just freak out about a $3 hot dog.
Yep. Oh yeah,
like they do about like extra
t-shirts.
Large T-shirts that have
t-shirts.
The giant sponsor logo on the back that they're never gonna wear.
Fans love free stuff.
I've learned that. Like Angelo survived 35 years giving away free stuff.
Let me tell you, my favorite thing I used to do at the Sixers. I don't even know if they still do it at Sixers games, but they used to drop either t-shirts or something with a parachute.
Oh yeah,
from the top.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to love it.
So
used to love it three times.
You caught him?
Three times.
They do that with hot dogs, too.
Oh, yeah.
They did. And so when I had season tickets at the Sixers, mine were the first row on the second level, which I think is the best seat.
Yeah,
to
great
see
seats.
Game.
I remember I bought those seats once.
Yes, you did. And what would make me nervous about the parachutes.
Notice I said I bought them. They didn't give them to me.
Did you buy them?
Of course I did.
Was it Lakers?
I don't think it was the Lakers. It was a good team, though.
Okay.
It was a good team.
Hopefully I gave them to you at cost.
Yeah, hopefully you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully you did.
You can make your whole season on Warriors-Lakers, you know. is when I would stand at the edge, I have a fear of heights. So even though there was no chance of me falling over the edge, grabbing the parachute, looking up at the parachutes made me nervous that I was going to fall over the edge.
I always like free stuff, man.
Yeah, who doesn't?
They shoot the t-shirts, you know. Yeah, I don't know. They don't do that at NFL games.
No, they don't.
No. Just take your money and say, we win again.
You listening, Jeffrey?
Yeah. No, in their media, at the Super Bowl, they charge $20 just to go buy the overpriced merchandise.
Oh, yeah, but that's the NFL.
Well,
they can.
They can.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. What? Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Thomas and Brumel, you're on WIP. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys? So when you guys go, I guess you guys are first class, right?
We're first class people. We don't fly in first class.
No.
Regular folk.
Can I tell you something, Thomas? Not just first class, but like boarding group 6.
And I was boarding group 8, but I was a seat behind Ike and Spike.
You know, no, Thomas, just let us have a minute here. When you're boarding group 6 or 8, and They don't even pay for you to be in a higher boarding group. You're not even getting your carry-on in the carry-on thing above.
No, we had to check, too.
Had to check them? You know, we got to get here to do interviews, and it's just like, it's like, you know, I appreciate the paycheck, and I love Odyssey. You could have a little more respect for your top talent.
Yeah.
Boarding group 6 and boarding group 8. I understand Jack and 8, but you could get us into boarding group 4.
Yeah. By the way, why can Cowboy Jim, you know, he can usher.
And stewardess.
Stewardess Jim. He can take care of the flight home from New Orleans. Where was he today? That's my other question.
Right, no surprise first
flight.
Class.
It was a full flight. That did affect things. There was 5 people on Ikenized flight home from New Orleans.
Yeah, might recalibrate the credit you gave Stewardess Jim when you realized that he didn't really do anything.
No, I know.
Right,
yeah.
Well, I hope, you guys took Hugh's credit card or debit card or, you know. I hope it was at a huge expense. But
No, definitely not.
The Phillies. Now, I'm an overthinker. So the other day when I saw Schwarber in left field, you don't see him playing the outfield at all in the regular season, do you? Because I don't even think he played last year, maybe a couple games.
He played first base.
Well, he played first base, but he played 3 games in the outfield last year, and he pulled his hamstring on the 3rd one, so we don't need him out there. And first base, he said himself, this isn't good for anyone. But yeah, he's over there a year older, so who's to say?
Yeah.
And I get that, you know, this is his last year unless they re-sign him. I get that, you know, he has to do more maybe get a deal somewhere else. But yeah, I'm cool with him just DHing. We got Max Kepler, and I'm hoping he does well. What keeps me up at night is Taiwan Walker still on the team. I think it was like late in the year. They had, you know, he gave up 7 runs. You know, I can't believe he's still on this team. Like, I'm afraid that something's going to happen to where they have Walker as the 5th starter, or he's the first pitcher coming out of the bullpen. So I don't need any of that. And the lineup, I really believe that Schwarber needs to come out of the first spot. And go down to 3. Turner, Harper, Schwarber, and then Max is probably like 6 or 7. Do you agree?
Wait, who do you want hitting cleanup?
Boom. Boom there just to kind of see, you know. Maybe he's more productive, and maybe we can get a trade for him, maybe. I don't know if he's more valuable in a trade.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Thomas. I think let's, like, not overthink things. Let's put the guy that hits the home runs at 4. Let's put the fast guy at 1. Let's put our best hitter at 2 behind the fast guy.
And put the best bat or a bat-to-ball guy
at
3?
At 3. Let's just do that.
Also,
we don't need all these trick plays where Schwarber's hitting leadoff and Bohm's hitting 4. And let's stop making this more difficult than it is. Let's put the guy that hit home runs at 4, the bat-to-ball guy at 3, the best hitter at 2, and let's put the fast guy at 1. And let's just – the guy who hit 300 and steal some bases. Let's, like, stop reinventing the wheel here. I don't think that is the part of the team we need to be inventive about.
By the way, to ease any tension, I mean, Taiwan's the 7th starter. And by the way, like –
Well, who's 6?
Well, it's going to be Painter. I mean...
Well, but not... Well, I mean, the one thing he said is true. Taiwan is an injury away from being the 5th starter.
Right, but I got to be honest. I don't think he's not going to be as bad as he was last year. He's already up to 94. Like, he was throwing 89 last year.
You trying to get him traded now?
I'm not telling you he's great. I'm telling you that I think if he made 10 starts, he would pitch to a 4 to 4-5 ERA. And he'd give you 6 innings. Like, I just...
6 innings?
That's what he does. That's what Taiwan Walker at his peak does. He's not like... It's not going to be...
At his peak, Taiwan Walker...
But 2 years ago, that's what he did.
Is 4 1/3 and 5 innings.
No,
and 5 runs.
No.
Let's be honest.
It was last year's Taiwan. He's up 5 ticks.
What is going on with the radar guns down here that everyone is throwing 5 miles an hour faster than they were last year?
You know, like Sanchez sitting 98? What about Lizardo?
Doesn't it sniff... This is a little weird. Everybody's throwing that much harder this early in spring training.
But does that make you worry that Wheeler was sitting like 94 today?
Oh, yeah.
94, 95?
Well, at some point, I'm not trying to put this into the universe.
Oh, here we go.
Well, no, Zach Wheeler's, what, 34?
Mm-hmm.
At some point, he will slow down. He will not have it anymore, you know. And he looked great last year, but this is a guy who was basically like a half year pitcher every year for the Mets, and has put more miles on himself in the last four years. He's been on the Phillies for 4 years.
Yep.
Last four years with the Phillies than he probably did in the entire first part of his career. You know, at some point, and he's a guy that throws hard.
Well, sure.
At some point, you know, he's going to hit that wall. We have 3 more years with him, right?
This is the first year of his extension, so yeah.
Yeah.
This year and then 2 more.
Yeah.
My one thing on Wheeler is that we've also seen a lot of aces that age. Like Scherzer's been good until the last 2 years.
Yep.
Verlander won a Cy Young at 39.
Yep, 39.
So he seems like one of those guys that ages well. 215.
I'll put anything past these athletes nowadays, man.
That's why we gave a running back $36 million guaranteed.
Why are you so upset about that if it doesn't hurt the cap? Who cares? It's not my money.
Yeah. I just think Saquon, dude.
I love Saquon.
It doesn't sound like you love him that much.
Yeah, well, I do. He's my favorite player on the team. My favorite 26 in the history of the city. But I think it's a mistake.
How?
Because, like,
if it doesn't prevent them from signing anyone else, who cares? It's Jeffrey Lurie's cash. We'll see.
They added another year to a running back that had an unbelievable amount of workload last year. I think if we're halfway through next year and he's not, if he's, God forbid, hurt, don't want him to be hurt, but, like, we're going to look at this and say, why did they extend him when they didn't need to?
That's there. I mean, it's there, but it's one of those exceptions. I was shocked that they did it.
I could tell.
Yeah, I was shocked that they did it with a running back, but... Like you said, if it doesn't really – if Howie has worked this out through the salary cap and it's not going to stop them from keeping Zach Bond or Becton or going and get him Myles Garrett or maybe signing Milton Williams, like if there's not something tangible that we see there that we can say, well, man.
If we didn't do this.
Yeah, if we didn't do this, we would have been able to do this. Because we do know that Saquon is the – listen, he's catapulted himself – to being the best player on the team.
Yeah, he's the face of the offense.
Yeah.
My only thing is, and it's
offense.
The team.
He's the face of the team.
My only
with Jalen. No.
No.
Yes, Jalen is a Super Bowl MVP.
Now, the only my only thing, and not to compare the players, but he did this with Alshon after they won the Super Bowl.
He did,
and that was an albatross.
That was an albatross.
That it didn't sink the team, but it hamstrung them for a little bit. So. Listen, I don't think it's going to happen. It's just it feels like a little early when he's under contract for 2 more years.
To me, I just keep going back to – I think rarely would I say this. You owe it to him.
If the Eagles went to
– He carried the team last year.
If the Eagles went to him with this, and maybe we'll never know. Maybe the Eagles will tell us. I can see how he's sort of telling us how this plays out. Because he'll be asked that at some point. Like, was this something that Saquon's side initiated? Or is it something that the team initiated?
I could also see it going this way. They could say, "Hey Saquon, we want more cap space this year. We'd love to extend you."
That's what I'm getting at.
And Saquon's team going, "Yeah, you could do it, but here's what it's going to cost you." And there's only so many players on the team they can do that with. They can't do it with AJ now. They can't do it with Devontae. They just did it last year. You know, Lane Johnson's one guy. If they're trying to, if in essence they're trying to double down on the next year or two, not by signing Saquon, but by getting that cap number
down.
They're trying
to get some cap space, yeah.
Then if you're Saquon, why are you going to do it unless you're saying, this is the last contract I'm signing. I need to make all my money now. You want to lower my cap hit. I'm happy to do it. Here's what it's going to cost you.
Let me tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if this thing somehow turns into. Basically, they guaranteed Saquon's money the rest of the way. Because the first contract was $36
million. For 24 guaranteed.
Yeah. Right. But if you just basically give him the $36 million.
Yeah, you're making 12 more million guaranteed.
12
yeah.
more. But that doesn't account for the other 36 that they guaranteed in this extension.
And again, it is new money, right?
It's new money. So they extended him 2 years, $40
million. They didn't take it from 24 to 36?
No, that's not what the report said. Because otherwise,
that's what I'm saying. We don't.
Yeah,
the wording of the contract. Something tells me probably gave him a nice little bump.
Yep.
They gave him a bump, but they more or less guaranteed
money that
wasn't guaranteed there.
And I guarantee they lowered his cap hit.
Yeah, oh, it definitely lowered the cap hit.
Yep.
And that's why I believe that's what I was leading to, what you kind of said, Spike. If the Eagles are going to him with that, this is in a way to benefit them from a cap standpoint.
Yeah, and I bet they played hardball on what the number was.
Yeah.
That would be my guess, is they're like, okay, but my guy is never going to sign another big contract.
Right.
This is the last contract he's probably going to sign of meaning. He's got to make all the money that he could make.
Yeah.
All right. If you're like Jack.
I was reading this thing, as this joker just got $52 million in a year.
Listen, if they can still get Myles Garrett, I'm thrilled. Like, I'm all about maximizing the next 2 years.
So I'm saying, I'm wondering if that's what they were doing it for, or is it to create space to keep maybe one of their
other guys.
You know, one of their guys.
Because Jalen Carter's after next year.
Yeah.
If you're like Jack and you hate Saquon and hate the extension, 215-592-9494.
And if you're like Spike and guarantee that Bryce Harper didn't want to move in the lineup because of a contract extension.
If you're like Jack and you're only down 12 and not 20, 215-592-9494.
Way closer to 20 and you know that.
Okay, all right. Coming up next, Howie talked about sex on a podcast.
Huh? Yeah. Maybe he's feeling himself too much.
Yes. Well, not if he's talking about sex, he's feeling somebody else. Hey, yo. That's coming up next. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.